Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I'm your host, Crystal Williams, and y'all, as usual, I'm just so excited to join you all each and every Monday morning to say thank you to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for bringing us here this far, for allowing us to meet together, for breathing a fresh breath down our lungs and allowing us to see another day, allowing us to see another work week, allowing us to just see the glory of Him, of the glory of God, to give Him the glory, all the glory, because He is worthy. He is forever worthy. He deserves all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. So just give God a hand clap of praise wherever you're at right now. If you're driving, just give the steering wheel a hand clap of praise. Come on now. Just use the steering wheel as your other hand. But yes, we just thank God right now for what He is doing in this very moment right here. The fact that you're here this morning tells yourself you are showing up not just for yourself, but you are showing up for God. You are showing up and letting Him know that I am serious about getting this relationship right with you this morning and beyond, right? And so as the song said, it's a new season. Everything, if you were in attendance for the entire jam session this morning, you know all the songs pretty much had a theme. And if you didn't catch the theme was new beginnings. I'm going to say it again. The theme was new beginnings. I had played Ty Tribbett songs, All Things New, his song New, a song by, Blanca, New Day, and of course, Israel and New Breed. It's a new season. And so this morning, the Lord gave me the topic, new beginnings. And I'm going to share with you all how we got there. It was an unconventional way. This wasn't like, I'm looking up or came up with the topic new beginnings, but no, this morning when I started asking God and praying for the word this morning, I said, as usual, you already know, I pray this simple prayer. Lord, speak through me to speak to your people. Lord, give me the words to say to your people this morning on the prayer call. And so I woke up this morning, I saw a text message from my husband, and he sent me a screenshot of one of my favorite R&B groups, which is SWV, Sisters with Voices, if you didn't know. It's a little known fact about me. Love them. Love their music and love their harmonization. And so what the screenshot was, he was like, I didn't even know that so-and-so wrote this song. I didn't know that too either. But you know what? I'm not surprised because they're well known in the music industry. And so I'm looking at the entire screenshot. And what stuck out to me the most, you all, was not what he was talking about, but the fact that the album that he had screenshotted me was entitled New Beginnings. And it was literally like glaring off of the screenshot. And I was like, God, okay, what is it that we want to talk about this morning? We, because I'm always partnering with God. That's another tidbit. In everything that you do, whether it's your career, whether it's your business, whether it's just life in general, partner with God. Be intentional about that. partnering with God is literally coming into agreement with what God has for you, allowing God's will over your life to reign. Okay, that's just a tidbit that won't even in my notes, but that's what I was led to share with you real quick. But yes, their album was entitled New Beginnings. And I just had to really reflect on that. The Lord shared with me. He was like, okay, so we're going to talk about this topic, New Beginnings. And I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, I was reflecting and thinking about my life in general around the topic, New Beginnings. And then I was reflecting on how I have a lot of people in my life right now that are in a new beginnings season. They are starting something new, whether it's in their career, whether it's in their business, whether it's just in life in general, something new is on the horizon or something new. They're literally like stepping foot in right now. And I was just like, God, this is such a timely topic, because a lot of times we talk about new when it's like, oh, the new year has started, or a new quarter has started, or a new something has started. And I was just like, God, it don't matter whether you're doing, because if you're doing it in our life, if you say, okay, start the business, and it doesn't necessarily have to be at the beginning or the end of the year, start the business. If you said leave the job and start something new, then you said it. It don't have to coincide with societal norms. And so I was just like, God, this is a timely message, even though it may not seem timely in societal norms. But I know for a fact that this message is for us here and whoever may hear this message. And so I said, God, okay, give me some scripture, because everything we're talking about or sharing has to have scripture or aligned to scripture. And so he gave me a few scriptures, but the two that resonated the most was 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Isaiah 43:18-19. And so, of course, these scriptures are something that I really want you to reflect on throughout your work week. And I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 5:17 for you all right now. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. I'm going to say that again. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The new is here. Yes. So I just declare and decree whatever your new is right now in this season, that it is here. You may not think it's new. You may think it's old, but I just declare and decree that God will open up your spiritual eyes right now and help you to understand and reveal it to you that this is the new, this is the season I'm ushering you in. And so when I was studying, it also goes on to say this verse is considered one of the most important about new beginnings, and can be interpreted as a reminder that embracing Jesus and living a life like him can allow you to become a new creation. And so you all know I love to go deep in my study Bible. I love the study version. Let me give it to you again. I always give it to you, but let me give it to you again. It's the Life Application Study Bible. If you do not have it, I encourage you to go get it and to get into your word. Okay, so when I was going to the commentary and everything and studying deeply into the scripture, I'm not going to go all the way in it, but I do want to share with you what a little bit of it says. It says, when we pledge our faith to Jesus Christ, we become brand new people on the inside. The Holy Spirit gives us new life, and we are not the same people anymore. We are not reformed, rehabilitated, or re-educated. We are recreated. New creations living in vital union with Christ. Vital union, what I just said earlier, in agreement, union, you're in agreement with Christ, okay? And so at conversion, we do not merely turn over a new leaf. We begin a new life under a new master, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. While each individual becomes a new person, Paul is our author of 2 Corinthians. It says, implying that much more actually occurs. Not only are believers changed from within, but a whole new order of creative power begins with Christ. And it says we have a new covenant, a new perspective, a new spirit, a new community. And it says we are not experiencing a superficial change that will quickly fade away. We are able to see an entirely new order of all creation under Christ's authority. It requires a new way of looking at all people and all of creation. And so the question that it leaves us with is, does your life reflect this new perspective? And so this also goes into what I was just declaring over us, and I always say this, I feel like a broken record, but shoot, if I'm gonna feel like a broken record, let me be saying this all the time. And that's us not looking at certain situations with our carnal eyes, but looking at situations with our spiritual eyes, right? And so when we look with our spiritual eyes, we're looking with a new perspective. We're looking at it in a way where, in asking God to open our eyes and letting us see him in the circumstance. God, allow me to see you in the job loss. God, allow me to see you in the chaos in this workplace. God, allow me to see you in the family chaos. God, allow me to see you in the health scare. God, allow me to see you. Listen, this can go on and on and on, but ask God to allow you to see him in whatever situation you may be going through. And so I just declare and decree right now that God will allow us to, will reveal to us and allow us to look at situations from a new perspective, allowing us to have that new beginning or that fresh start in anything that we have going on, whether it's your career, your business, or just life in general. And so the next scripture I want to take you to is Isaiah 43:19. Again, that's Isaiah 43:19. And that says, 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:18-19. And that says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I'm gonna read that verse 19 again. It says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And let me give it to you in another version too. What version is this? Yeah, I'm not sure what version is this. But listen, it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Listen, it's the last part for me. The first part, of course, it says, I am doing a new thing. Then it says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Listen, if you are going through a season of, you know, I'm not getting this job offer, or I'm seeing so many rejections. I'm seeing all this chaos. Everything around me is literally falling, and I don't see no way out. Let me tell you, the word says that God will make a way out of no way in the wilderness. Come on, and rivers in the desert. The desert, my friends, is the rejection. The desert, my friends, is the chaos, the dark places that you may be in your mind or whatever. That is the wilderness, and that is the desert. And God is, and the word says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is bringing fresh water to you. He is making your situation new, and he will make your situation new. But again, what did I just say? What did I just share with you all? That we have to look at the situation, not from a carnal perspective, but allow God to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, that is, and allow us to see him in any given situation. Okay. All right. And so I want to share with you all some more that the Lord shared with me this morning. And I know, and I wrote it down, it says, I know the word wisely tells us not to dwell on the past or on the things of, you know, things that we've gone through in the past. Don't dwell on them. However, when starting something new, I encourage you to ask God to reveal the lessons learned from those past experiences so you won't carry the weight of the past or make past mistakes, but truly experience a fresh start or a new beginning. Okay? Whew. All right, y'all. I know that I hope and pray that that word resonated with you. And if it did, I pray that you share this out with people that you may know. And I know I got a question on how to listen to the replay a few weeks ago, but I'll say it again. If you want to listen to the replay, it will be on any podcast outlets that you listen to, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And you can listen that way. You can also listen on YouTube now. That's where I'm also posting the replays, which is on the YouBrand Academy YouTube page. All right? All right, y'all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters that are on this call right now. I thank you to every person that is going to listen to the replay, God. I thank you for their gifts. I ask that you bless them and stir their gifts up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you reach down within whatever gifts that are laying dormant, God, that you have called them to use, God. I ask that you give them the courage to use it, God. Ask that the gift gets stirred up so good that there is no excuse for them not to use it, God. Father God, position them in a place where they are forced to use the gifts that you have called them to use, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for every person that is on their way to work. I thank you for the person that is starting something new in their career right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the person that is on the brink of wanting to start something new, but they're just not sure right now, God. But God, I ask that you give them direction right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask for your divine direction, God. We ask for your perfect will, God, in their lives, in their careers, and in their businesses, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cover your people this morning, God, and allow them to have a wonderful and blessed work week, God. We ask that every conversation that they may have, God, that you're in the midst of it, in the name of Jesus. Father God, allow us to open not just our carnal eyes, but to look at any given situation from a spiritual perspective, a new perspective, God. Give us a new perspective on our careers, a new perspective in our businesses, a new perspective in life in general, Lord, and allow us to continuously be bold about shining our lights, God, in the darkness of life, in the darkness of our careers, in the darkness of our businesses, God. Allow us to shine the light so bright that we have no choice but to draw more people towards you. Your word says that, God. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the favor that you're consistently just showering upon us, God, Lord. And we just thank you for the quiet time that we're going to have this week, God. We just ask that you speak to us and share with us what we have been praying about, whether it's in our personal lives, whether it's in our professional lives, God. We just thank you. We count it all joy, God. We just love on you, and we just love on the people that's around us, God. We thank you for a community. We thank you for connection. We thank you for continuously showing up for us in our lives, God, even though we may not necessarily see it all the time. But God, we just thank you for showing up, showing out for us all the time. And God, we just ask that you continuously love on us and give us the new perspective that we need in this season of our lives. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all have a wonderful and blessed work week, and I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.